You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Drive at 5, the stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, here we go. Be sure, by the way, after me, quest for the best preseason, get your season kicked off show coming your way. Paul Alexander standing by. He's ready to go. That's going to happen coming up at 6 o'clock, a Thursday night edition, because we got those five games starting tomorrow. Tomorrow at this time, I'll already be home. Ho, 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 ho. Yes, and football will be on. Two games Friday night, three games all day Saturday from the Venable Wolverina. So there's that. 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Margo said something in the last break that was so incredible because I actually had a text conversation with my friend Nick about all of this earlier today, which it's so crazy you mentioned this. So Margo was talking about being a picky eater or not, right, Margo? And you said you're not, because we were talking about you had a chicken salad sandwich.
Yes.
Okay. And I said, well, do you like tuna salad? You go, I like any of those salads.
Yeah, I like anything.
Any of those. And I said, you know what, Margo? I'm pretty much the same way. I will especially, I'll try any food.
Yep.
Doesn't matter where I am. I could be in India. I could be in Indiana, PA. I'll try anything. And you said, same way, right?
Exactly.
Exactly the same way. But you said, I can't stand real picky eaters. Explain.
I just, if you're invited over for dinner somewhere and you have to tell the chef, oh, I don't eat tomatoes, lettuce, onions, pickles, so I'll take a plain patty, and actually I don't eat any of the sides that you make. I just think that is, maybe people can't help it, but it's the people that won't try anything and just have blocked these things out of their mind without even trying them. And so they'll just eat butter noodles when someone makes a beautiful plate of...
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Tuna or something.
I am with you 100%.
It's just, I don't, out of respect...
But
it just really, it gets under my skin.
There is one food I will never eat again in my life. Just one.
What is
it? And this
it?
Is what I was texting with my friend Nick about today. Now, just not too long after we had begun dating, my wife and I, so this would have been 18, 19 years ago, right? Well, more than that. I don't know. She does all the math. I just show up on the important dates. Anyhow, so not too long after we'd begun dating... No, it was more than that. Yeah, it was like 19, 20 years ago. So we made it and we made sloppy joes together, okay, at her old apartment. Broke into the old apartment. No, anyway, so we made sloppy joes at her old apartment. And it must have been bad meat or whatever.
Oh, gosh.
Like, you know, it wasn't her fault. It wasn't undercooked. It wasn't anything like that. It was just you get bad meat. I got so sick. Okay? And I wonder if anybody out there at 866-391-1020, if there's a food that they just will never eat again. Well, I don't want to be graphic, but I will be. I could just, I threw up a bunch. And that sauce, the manwich sauce or whatever, was like coming out of my nose and I could taste it. And it was in my, like, it burned my throat. Margo.
Yeah, that'll traumatize someone.
Because my friend Nick was telling me about how Wagner's Market, which is right by our house, owned originally by my man Joel Wagner. He now has passed it along to his son and his nephew, right? And so my friend Nick was telling me, he texted me, he said, you know, Wagner's Market has unbelievable sloppy joes. And I texted him back and I said, that might be the case, but I will never eat a sloppy joe again in my life. And this is why. So my wife doesn't really make them for the kids anymore. Not that they have a taste for it. I don't think it's their favorite food anyway. But if I were to go somewhere, Margo, and just smell that manwich sauce, it would trigger PTSD in me to where I'd get sick. Now, some people have that with an alcohol, okay, where they threw up if they had, like, I don't know, Jaeger bombs, or somebody had, like, Rumplemans, or even some kind of whiskey or something. My friend Nick texted me back, and he said that, for some reason, nutmeg. He had nutmeg one time, and it made him sick. He can't even drink plain eggnog ever again. Have you ever had a food make you sick, and you're like, I can't do it ever again in my life?
No.
No, look at you. You're tough. You're iron stomach, Margo.
I do have and I love sloppy joes.
Oh, I just, up until then, and I would, you know, I mean, yeah. I was in my...
It just, like, that taste, you can, it brings you back, I bet.
Yes, and I don't drink anymore, but Maker's Mark, same thing. I threw up one time
on
Maker's, and yeah. I could just, now if I just smell it, I get flashbacks of that time. And I remember exactly where I was, started the day at Keeneland, ventured down to some other places, and was just too much too quick, and Maker's got me.
Oh, gosh.
If I smell it, I get sick. So, but Sloppy Joe's, it's the only food right now in my life you could put in front of me. You could do those, like, food that is still living. You know how you go to, like, some mountain range and wherever, and they have
farm to table.
Yeah, give it to me. I'm fine. Sloppy Joe, no, can't do it. No thanks. Gary's in Butler. Hi, Gary.
Hey, good afternoon, Cullen. To this day, I will not eat lima beans because when I was in grade school at parochial school, whatever you got from the nuns, you ate it until they would beat you until you ate it. We used to get these lima beans with this little ham. I didn't like it, and I remember the nun standing above me, making me gag until I ate the whole plate because the food was from God. To this date, because of that, I will not touch, look, or eat lima beans.
You know, that nun's, you know, you won anyway, because that nun's long gone. She met St. Peter, and so, and I'm telling you, when she stood in front of St. Peter, he was just like, I got one question to ask you. Why were you so mean to those kids about that food? Seriously.
Yes. And I remember it like it was yesterday.
Oh, you know, the other thing too is, like, I went to Catholic school. The priests, they were the priests. I didn't have any bad interactions with them. I was much more afraid of the nuns than the priests.
Oh, without a doubt. When they talk about, like, all the accusations with all the priests, I always get asked, since I went to Catholic school, did you ever witness any of that? I go, not one iota where I went to school in St. Williams. Not one bit. But abuse by the nuns? Oh, that was a different story. In my house, there were three levels of hierarchy. There was God, there was Jesus Christ, and then there were nuns in that order. And whatever the nuns said you did, you were wrong, and you got beat by your parents.
I remember in third grade, a nun walked one of the kids in my grade because he was talking all the way down the hall to the head nun's office and was holding his ear the whole way, like tugging his ear, walking him to where I thought it was like a Mr. Potato Head and it was going to rip off.
If you ever have a day, Cullen, where you're going to tell stories about growing up at Catholic school, call me because I got stories that I could tell you that today would seem like abuse. But they got away with everything.
They did. You're right. Absolutely, positively. Oh,
Man, what a story. Lima beans, though, because the nuns would make them gag. Yikes.
866-391-1020. See what you started, Margo? All you. All you.
I don't know how we got from picky eaters to nun abuse, but...
Well, you know, there's a segue. You can find a way to get there anyhow.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.